This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Welcome back to our part two sit down with Miss Megan Weaver, Catalina from Flipping Out. And if you haven't heard part one, we talk all about the show, the early days, how she met Jeff Lewis, the height of the show, Zoila, Jenny, Gage. And now we get into some more of all of that. And we talk all about her housewife friends. And her and Jeff were on All In by Teddy. So we also kind of do a deep dive on Teddy's diet program. So stay tuned for part two. And if you haven't heard part one, it was just last week. Check it out. It'll make a lot more sense. And now part two about all things Flipping Out and Jeff Lewis and Housewives and Teddy's program with the one and only Miss Megan Weaver, Catalina.
What about Teddy? Because, I mean, I've talked to a lot of people, like, I know that Ron, you know, like, her program came under all this.
It did. Yeah, it came under attack.
It did. How was the program?
Well, we talked, Jeff and I talked about this on Jeff Lewis Live last week, I think. You know, listen, when you start the program, there, and the program's called All In, when you start the program, there is no secret about it being a tough program. You know, and they let you know that, you know, if this is hard and if you're not up for it, you're not ready for the challenge, I suggest you don't do it. But if you're up for it and you're ready for the challenge and to really, you know, get your body, you know, going, then do it. So, you know, I'm not going to say it wasn't hard. It was a very difficult program, you know, but it was very successful. I lost a lot of weight. Jeff lost a lot of weight. We had a great time laughing about, you know, being hungry and how much cardio we did. And ultimately I kept going. You know, Jeff did the initial 2 weeks and then I stayed with the program. And, you know, look, my experience was positive. I really liked my coach. I didn't feel, you know, very bullied. You know, they have to, like, you know, whip you into shape a little bit. If you're, you know, if it looks like you're falling off or you're not sticking to the program, that's what accountability is. And so it, you know, I'll say it was very effective and it worked for me and I liked my coach and I liked Teddy very much. So, you know, people have different experiences with different, you know, different things. So
you didn't feel like you were eating like 200 calories a day or whatever.
No. I mean, look, your calories are restricted on the diet, but you know, there's a lot of people who do these fasts. The Prolon fast is really popular. The 5-2 program, there's millions of books about it. On those 2 days, you're eating 500 calories. So, You know what I mean? Like, why is her program, because it's calorie restrictive, under attack, and all of these other programs aren't? It's kind of, I think there's something about the celebrity and the housewife that has something to do with the attacks.
Well, I was just going to say, probably because she's on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
So she's a target. She's a target. So yeah, my experience was different. I lost a lot of weight and I felt really, really good. I eventually gained it back and now I'm doing my own program. But I had a great experience.
It's hard in quarantine. It's hard.
Oh my God. I'm happy to say that I have this little app on my phone. It's called MyFitnessPal. I love it. Because you put everything in, you eat and your exercise. And I looked at my weight. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I looked at my weight from May of this year. It was up there. I'm down 9 or 10 pounds from there, thank God. But mama was eating and drinking like the cows were coming home.
I feel the same way. I feel like from March to May was not, I don't know who I thought I was.
And what right did you have to eat all that and drink all that?
Well, here's the thing, right? Like anybody that says, I mean, this is just my thing. Anyone that's like, I don't know how I gained this weight. I don't understand that. I know exactly how it happened.
Me too.
I know exactly when it was happening. I just was like, I don't want to stop eating.
I don't care. I was popping bottles. You know what I mean? I was popping bottles by the pool. We were laughing about this the other day. It started at 5, then it went down to 4. Then 3:30, and then when I realized things were looking bad for me, was 2:00. And I was like, I could have a rosé. I'm like, this isn't a vacation. You're not at the Ritz. You know,
right.
You're in your home. You should not be having a rosé at 2:00 in the afternoon by the pool doing your work.
Totally.
Yeah.
So what about Jenny? You know,
yeah.
Do you feel, like, tell me about that.
Well, unfortunately, that relationship between Jeff and Jenny ended horribly. You know, I was there when it was unraveling on camera, and it was a very uncomfortable spot to be in and sad, very sad. You know, I felt for her, I felt for him and his frustration. And I think that that was just something that had been bubbling up for maybe some time on both of their ends. And then it came to that, that head that was, that was coming down the pipe. You know, look, I tried to stay neutral. I saw both sides. I sympathized with Jenny, how, he was horrible to her, in that car ride with Leah Black. And, it was just nasty and it broke my heart. Sadly, I tried to remain neutral, but it didn't end up working out between Jenny and I just because, I work with Jeff. I was still doing design for him and, he's my boss and he was my boss on many different levels, and now he's my boss again on the radio show. So it was hard for her, I think. I can't speak for her, but what I imagine, it was hard for her to maintain a friendship with me because of my closeness to Jeff. And, I hope that one day they can, mend that fence, build that bridge, however you want to call it. And that maybe this is just some time that they need apart. And that's, that's my wish. I love her. She was so much fun. They had such a great relationship. One can only hope that that somehow gets back in time.
Do you think it will? I mean,
I really thought that it wouldn't be this long before a makeup. It seems that as time goes on, the further and further they become apart. I don't know. Look, stranger things have happened. I think that maybe, after some more time, they can, have like a meetup. I don't know that they're going to be the bestest buds that they were before, but it would be nice if they could just, heal wounds,
I think so. And like, didn't Jeff reach out to her at the beginning of this year?
He did. Yes, he did. He apologized for his role in the way things ended, and she did not get back to him. I would imagine that she probably, I don't know, but what if she blocked him? Like, what if, his number didn't come? I guess if you block somebody, you can't get their voicemails or their texts, and it just goes into the ether maybe. He did reach out. I think he was feeling badly and he wanted to, close that chapter and, move on with their lives.
I hope so. I hope they get.
I know. I do too.
I'm just all about everybody getting along.
I know. I was, I was the peacekeeper. I was trying to keep the peace, and you can only do what you can do.
What is Leah Black like as a friend or hangout buddy?
She is so funny. She is a hoot. She's always got something going on. She's always busy. It's either, you know, a fundraiser, her skincare line's really great. We love the CBD eye cream. She's just a ball of energy. She's got this cackling laugh that is infectious. She's just a lot. She's a lot, but she's a lot of fun and she makes you laugh constantly. She's great. I wish they would bring back that Miami show because that was so much fun. Were you a fan of Housewives of Miami?
Yeah, and I'm friends with some of them in real life. Like I think gone. I think it's gone before its time. Like I think so too. I don't know why it didn't really work. It doesn't make sense to me. Because like Miami's such an interesting setting. Like I think 1,000%.
I loved watching the backdrop, the location, the houses, the diamonds, the bags. I mean, it was all so opulent. Like that's kind of what the Housewives brand is watching their lifestyle and just like the jets and the mansions. And there's nothing like that in, you know, on the franchise right now. I know Salt Lake City is starting up, but Miami is just so fun to watch.
And Leah just, I don't know. She was great on that show.
She was amazing. She was amazing. And she's, I haven't seen her. Well, since quarantine, she stayed in Miami. We haven't seen her. And she's usually quite a fixture around Jeff. She did a lot of guest hosting on his radio show and they spent a lot of time together. So it's been quite a while since we've seen her.
What about Shannon Bedore? I know that's one of Jeff's friends too.
She is. She's coming on the show next week. I think next week or the week after. Don't quote me. But she is coming on Jeff Lewis Live shortly. So that'll be fun.
How is she? She's
a good time. She's a good time. We did, before quarantine, we were doing these Jeff Lewis live shows in different parts of the country. We did Arizona and in California. And we did one in Fresno when she was the guest. And we just had the best time. We had the best time. She's a hoot and a holler.
I love Shannon. I think the OC is going to be great.
I can't wait.
What about Gage? Are you shocked that Jeff and Gage didn't work out? I mean, you were there.
I was shocked. When Jeff first told me, when they first broke up, how long ago was that? A year or two? I can't even remember. I can't even keep track.
I would have said even longer, but
it had to be a couple years ago because he was with Scott for quite a while. So when he first told me, I was in complete shock. I really didn't see it coming. I thought that they'd be together forever. I knew that they had bickered and, you know, but doesn't everybody, you know? So I just, yeah, it was a complete shock to me. I was floored, blindsided, really sad. It broke my heart.
And you were in it. Like you knew them both.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, Gage, yeah, we fought like brother and sister. He felt like a brother to me, you know, we fought a lot. And, you know, you would think that the way we fought and how much, you know, we had a lot of love for each other. We also had just a lot of like annoyance with each other. So you would think that I would have been like, oh, now Jeff's free and we get him all to ourselves. And, you know, but I was heartbroken. I cried, you know, it really threw me for a loop when they broke up.
It's kind of like a big, is it true that Jenny fixed them up? That's what someone told me.
I think it is. Yeah. Yeah. I think that is true. Yeah.
Someone told me, I mean, I don't know if it's true. Someone told me that.
True. I'm 99% sure that she was instrumental in them getting together. Yes. Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But they have Monroe. So that's the bright
spot. They've got
spot,
little
right?
Monroe, who is a piece of work. She's amazing. So that's a great outcome of that relationship.
Are you Aunt Megan?
Oh, what?
Are you Aunt Megan?
Oh, I thought you said my aunt.
No.
Yes, I am Aunt Megan. He does call me Aunt Megan. Yes. Auntie Megan.
So that's, does she come to the office too?
Well, the office is in his house.
I know.
She's always around. Sometimes during radio, she'll say she wants to do radio with us and she'll sit at the round table and pretend like she's doing radio. She's adorable.
So in addition to the radio, like your own design business, Megan Weaver Design, like that is, you're doing a lot with that. So that's not a comp. I always wondered, this is no shade at all. I just never understood. So like, even though you have your own business and Jeff has Jeff Lewis Design, like, that's just not, you just do both. You work with him.
Oh, so I don't work for Jeff Lewis Design anymore.
You know,
so
okay.
I pretty much stopped working for him when the cameras went down on the last season and just focused on my own design business. The radio show has nothing to do with design.
Totally.
It's just about, you know, a bunch of shark attacks and amputees and, you know, it's a crazy show. But so I focused on my own design business and it couldn't be busier than it is right now.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my God. And thanks to Jeff. So Jeff has been, you know, incredibly generous in helping me build my business. You know, he knows that, you know, I'm a single mom with two kids and I'm a pretty good designer. He believes in me and my aesthetic. And so he's been referring me some work and I've gotten incredibly busy in the last few months. So I'm very grateful to him for that. And so, yeah, I've got Megan Weaver Design and it's booming.
That's good. Even through COVID.
Yeah, well, it's because of COVID. I think people are sick of their houses. Either they want to get out and get something bigger and they want to remodel it, or they're in their current house and they want to add on, or, you know, they're tired of the cooking in the same old, you know, dated kitchen. And can you come help? So yeah, it's actually a great time for, you know, remodeling, building, et cetera.
Wow.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends that shockingly are remodeling their houses. They're in New Jersey and like everyone's kind of, I guess just because you're home and you're looking at things and you're also kind of have time on your hands.
For sure. And during when we were on lockdown, I was offering virtual consultations to people in different parts of the country. And that was a huge hit. And I still have a few people left over from that I'm still helping. But that was such a great idea. And people would reach out and I charged like a fraction of what I normally charge an hour. And people would send me pictures and we'd have conference calls. And it was actually really, really great. Because people are staring at that couch they can't stand anymore and the rug and the, you know?
Yeah.
It's old when you're in it 24/7.
Does Jeff still do his design business or he's just full-time with the radio?
He has, you know, he's got his own houses that he's working on. The radio keeps him busy. He's got his tile line. He does, I think, have a couple clients. I'm not sure who he's finished with and who he hasn't. Like I said, we don't really talk about his design business very much.
It's all radio.
Yeah, but it's a lot radio. And then when he refers me people. But he's doing pretty good. He's also, you know, he's busy with his custody battle with, you know, Gage. So that takes up a lot of his time too.
That must not be fun.
No, it's not fun. And it's dragged on for a really long time. And, you know, it's very hard to watch, you know, something just drag on and on and on when I feel like it could just be resolved, you know, in a room, just talk it out, figure something out. And it's taking its sweet ass time, unfortunately.
And I'm sure, like, you know, the fact that everything is more or less public doesn't help matters.
Yeah, that's not fun either. That's kind of icky when it gets reported in the press, the gory details, shall we say. Yeah.
Do you like Scott? Do you like Jeff's new man?
I love Scott. Oh my God. He is one of the world's best people. I mean, he's an angel. they're going through a little bit of a, I think Jeff's reported it, people.com's reported it. They're going through a little thing right now, but I'm hoping that, you know, it's just a thing and that everything will be fine again. But, you know, it's a weird time and everyone's processing this in different ways and it affects us all in different ways. And, you know, relationships change and things get questioned. And it's just because we're in this freaking crazy world right now, you know? And I'm hoping for some sort of, you know, normalcy at some time in the near future so we can all take a proverbial deep breath.
And, like, too much time on anyone's, I don't know. I'm the type that, like, I don't do well if I have, like, if the wheels are turning too much, it's not a good thing for me. So, like, I just think a lot of people, you're alone or whatever, and you just have a lot of time.
Overanalyzing, overthinking, you know, all of that, you know? And it's just like, let's just live life, you know?
Is Jeff just difficult to date?
I think he'd be difficult to date. And that's just because I couldn't leave my shoes wherever I wanted to leave them. You know, he's pretty particular about certain things. And he's, you know, like he's watching the show. He likes things the way he likes them. And he's got his routine and his way of doing things. And, you know, that would probably be pretty hard to conform to initially, right? And I'm just talking about the OCD stuff. But as a person and someone being in a relationship with him, I think he's got a big heart and he's very generous and he's very loving and he's, you know, I think that he'd be a great person to date if you can get past the OCD stuff.
I don't know. I have a thing where, like, I think I would like it. Like, I like when, I mean, I don't know. I'm one of those people who, like, I have friends, like I'm from New York. It is like, I have friends that are like, be there at this time, blah, 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 screaming. And then just, and I'm like, that's what I need. Like, otherwise it just, I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't handle the neatness of everything. I'm a little looser.
You like to just relax in your own home.
Yeah, exactly.
How did those two meet?
You know, Patty Stanger.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, which isn't that funny. You know,
that
again,
is funny.
Like I said, the Bravo family. It's, you know, they stay. It's like a glue.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Tell me about working on Lala and Randall's house.
Well, what happened was, I think Jeff, as you saw on the show, Jeff was working as for them. They were his clients. And he finished his work there. And I think they just wanted some zhuzhing. They just needed like some rugs and pillows and Randall called me Jeff's girl. Could you give me your girl's number? And so I started working for them. I was working with Lala. We picked out some great rugs and some great pillows. And at the same time, they had a contractor working on their house, doing some, you know, additions and remodeling and this or that. And it didn't work out with him. And so they were kind of left in a lurch. And I came to the rescue. And I had a bunch of subcontractors. And they finished the work, and they got an incredible master bedroom and master bathroom. I posted some of the master bathroom pictures on my Instagram, just real glam, beautiful. Lala was a delight to work with. We got along really well. And you know, it didn't end, you know, with a lot of, you know, joy, but you know, I wish them the best. I'm so excited for her and her big news, you know, her pregnancy. I really hope
that,
you know, they have a, you know, really healthy, gorgeous baby. And I know she wanted this really bad. So couldn't be happier for her.
Why did it end badly?
You know, I think we were getting towards the end and they were really happy and there were a few things left on my list, but not many. And I just had a little bit of trouble with payment stuff. There was no explosion. I didn't get fired. Nobody got angry. It just was a little bit of an accounting headache, shall we say. So I sort of just walked away and we really haven't spoken since, sadly. But I wish them the best.
Well, apparently 50 Cent didn't get paid either. So
that's what I keep hearing.
Yeah. But, you know, that's, you know, at least you are busy enough that you can do that. So that's good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it got to the point where, you know what? Let bygones be bygones. Let's just part ways and, you know, no harm, no foul. Let's all just get on with our lives. There comes a point in life where you just have to let things go, and move on and wish everybody well and, you know, just on to the next thing.
Totally. You have such a positive attitude.
It's called reframing.
Seriously. No, I mean, I'm like that. I'm just like, look, certain times people are great. You just weren't meant to work together for whatever
reason. That's exactly it. And what we did do together was beautiful. And I'm really proud of my work.
What's like the best piece of advice like Jeff ever, you know, like what did you learn from working with Jeff, like on the design side of things?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I've worked with him in so many different capacities. I mean, if you think about it, not only did I help him, you know, work with clients, but also we designed catalogs and showrooms, like for Living Spaces, Alder and Tweed. There were so many different levels of design work that I did with him that I learned so much from every single, you know, instance. You know, I think the biggest lesson, the big takeaway for me now, you know, not 7 years ago, right now, is to never doubt my worth. You know, there was a time where I was charging too little because I was afraid, you know, what if they think that's too much? No, you know, you're a damn good designer and you have got a lot of credibility and a lot of, you know, wonderful designs, behind you, and you do deserve your fee and you do, you know, so it took a while for me for that to sink in. You know, and for him to say, for Jeff to say, you know, you're worth it. You are worth it. And that was a come to Jesus moment for me, I think, which is, you know, you are a designer and that costs something, you know?
Totally.
Yeah.
Did you personally work? I can't remember. Did you work on Brian Austin Green and Megan Fox's house?
You know, I went there early on. And then I think that was one of the times that I quit. not Brian and Megan, but Jeff. And then I think he continued. It was on the show, wasn't it? And I never met Megan. I met Brian. And the house was incredible. I'm not sure whatever happened with that house. It's actually a very good question. But yeah, it's funny because Machine Gun Kelly lives across the street from Jeff.
Oh, really?
And they're, you know, they're dating.
Oh, yeah.
Him and Megan Fox, which is funny. And then
through Randall.
Randall, yeah. Randall's movie is where they met. So it's very like not even 1 degree of separation? 0 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
Jeff, Randall, Machine Gun, and Megan Fox.
So does Machine Gun come over for nightly martinis?
I wish. He seems like a neat kid. No, I saw him this morning though. He came out of his house when I was walking into Jeff's. No, it would be great to have him on the show. I mean, they had sort of a neighborly feud, or more Jeff had more of a feud because of all the cars and all the parking, but they made up. Machine Gun Kelly sent him a bottle of champagne on a skateboard with a note across the street, and they had this, you know, this cute little moment. It'd be great to have him on the show. I'm hoping that Jeff gets him on one day.
I think you should just go and knock on the door.
Right? Right. I know. It's right there.
I mean, I don't know. Megan Fox, between Brian Austin Green and him, like, I mean, she's also dropped it gorgeous, but she's doing something right between those two. That's all I have to say.
I know. It seems like this is the one, though. I feel like this, I heard her and, his name is Coulson. It's weird to call him Machine Gun Kelly. His name is Coulson. And they were on Randall and Lala's podcast not that long ago, and they seem like the real deal. I feel like they're like, they found each other, soulmates kind of a thing.
I kind of feel that way too.
Yeah. And there's, you know, yes, they've been, you know, flaunting it a little bit, but new love, right?
I feel bad for little David Silver.
I do too. I can't help but feel bad for him. I know when he posted that thing about the four boys and, you know, aren't they achingly gorgeous too? Or something like that after she posted Olsen. I was like, oh, ouchie.
Do you see her like come and go? Like she's there?
Uh-uh. I haven't seen her at all. From what I heard, I think they spend more time at her place than his place. He's got a lot of people there. So maybe they like their alone time. I don't know. I haven't seen her there.
Interesting. Yeah. Isn't Jeff's house on the market now too? Didn't he just list his house? Am I making that up?
Yeah, he's always talking about it.
Oh.
He's always threatening to sell it, but I don't think it's on the market yet, or at least I don't know about it.
Like, could you ever see him just eventually saying, this is my house for life?
Nope, never.
It's never going to happen.
He's always going to move. He's always going to, I mean, maybe when he's like 80, you know, maybe when he goes to the retirement home, you know, I don't know. He will keep doing this until the end of time.
Do you watch any Bravo like now? Like I know you said The Housewives, like, do you watch like Vanderpump Rules? Like, do you watch all this?
I watch everything. Are you joking? Below Deck is like my favorite show. I watch it with my kids. My kids love it.
This season, I think this past season, the one that's with Sandy was just so good with Leah and Hannah. It's like, I think it's one of the best so far.
I love Below Deck. I've been on a couple of trips on boats, like catamarans that I've chartered in the Caribbean. And it's just, it feels nothing like those boats, trust me, or those yachts. But it's just, I love watching those locations and the crew and the guests. And we, you know, it's just, it's so much fun. And of course I watch all the Housewives. What else do I watch? What else is there besides Housewives?
Well, Vanderpump Rules, which is...
Oh, of course I watch Vanderpump. I did watch Vanderpump last season.
Shaws,
of course. Oh, I'm friends with MJ, name dropping. She's a dear, dear friend of mine.
Is she?
Yeah, very close. She's awesome. That was hard to watch last season.
It's always hard to me when it's like real, kind of like Jeff and Jenny, like when it's real, true, like real lifelong... True. Yeah. Like, even, like, Stassi and Kristen, although now, apparently, they're somewhat hanging out. But, MJ and Reza kind of got to me, too.
It got to me. Well, also, just her being a friend of mine and seeing her go through that really, really sucked. It was, you know, I would text her, you know, all the time and be like, ugh! So, yeah. But those are the shows. Those are my staples. Those are the ones I watch. And then every once in a while, I'll throw on a $1 million listing, you know. It's not I can't wait for it to air like the other ones. Like, I can't wait to watch the Beverly Hills.
And Southern Charmed is coming back now.
I love Southern Charm.
Do you guys know that the holidays are the busiest and most stressful time of the year? Well, this year, I'm calm and cool and collected thanks to Talkspace. Talkspace offers both therapy and psychiatry right from the comfort of my phone. I can reach out to my provider anytime, anywhere. And let's face it, there's a lot of family involved during the holiday season. Well, listen, with Talkspace, I'm able to talk out all of my family issues. There's no more need to commute to appointments and miss time at work and line up and wait. It's right from the comfort of your own home or phone from wherever you are. It's mental health care made easy. You just easily sign up online and you get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you. And you don't have to wait for that. That usually happens within 48 hours. As a listener of Behind the Velvet Rope, you get $100 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/velvet. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/velvet to get $100 off your first month. That's right, Talkspace.com/velvet.
Do you know any of the Beverly Hills Housewives?
No, I don't. I just Teddy Mellencamp through doing her program and her being on our show. And we've had Kyle Richards on our radio show. Her and Jeff are really good friends. I have a friend who's her best friend and just know her through that. But no, not there's nobody from Beverly Hills that I'm very, very close with.
Well, you talk about all these gets, and I say get too, but like it must help, you know, that Jeff was on Bravo. Like it must help you guys book these guests.
No, he can't have Bravo talent on. He's got a Bravo ban. So what happened was he was having his Bravo friends on, Jeff Lewis Live on Sirius, and Bravo started to get angry, and I guess he was letting too many – I don't know what he was doing. I think he was letting people peek behind the curtain a little bit too much. And Bravo was like, no more current Bravo talent is allowed on Jeff Lewis Live. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that they're starting to loosen that up a little bit because Shannon is coming on. But yeah, he's had a big Bravo ban on the show. Jeff Lewis Live isn't a Bravo radio show. It's Radio Andy on Sirius.
Right.
So they don't have any control over Jeff on the radio show, but they have control over their talent that comes on the show. So the talent technically isn't allowed to go on his show.
Oh, I know all about Bravo and working with them to book talent.
Okay. So you get it. Yeah.
I get it. No, because I listened to you guys, you know, and so I remember Jeff saying that at one point that it was like harder for him to book Bravo talent and like talk shit.
Yeah, well, he's a little, you know, he's a little bit of a shock jock, you know, and he's gonna put it out there. And I think that sometimes, you know, if that gets a little risky for people like Bravo, but I think it's fun. Let him on. It just creates more publicity and more interest and more excitement around the show.
Well, tell Jeff I'm not sure that I'm Bravo's favorite person in the world either.
Okay. All right. I'll let
him know. And I agree with you. I don't understand. I think it's not a bad thing when it gets into certain papers and creates headlines.
Yeah.
I don't get
it. Publicity. It's the publicity machine at work at its finest.
But they do have their favorites, and those are the people. But you know, I feel that ex-Bravo people make the best guests.
Yeah, he had, I wasn't there because I was playing hooky. I was with my winery friends on a 7-day bender in Los Olivos, but he had Tamara Judge on, and they had a good show. She gave me some of her CBD products, which are amazing, by the way.
I know Tamara well. I've had her on this show, one of my absolute favorites.
Oh, good. Tamara
brings it.
Yep.
I saw you guys had her on, and you have on Heather McDonald a lot.
Oh, she's a regular. She's a regular. She's a Jeff Lewis Live co-host.
Do you love working Jeff Lewis Live? Like, do you guys just love it? Are you like,
love it?
You
love
do.
It is so much fun. It is just, it's great because it's so quick. You know, it's an hour long show. The pace is really fast. There's no, you know, we just next, you start the show and next, you have so much fun for the hour. And then the next thing you know, it's over. And then you get on with your day. And so I love it. I have the best time on that show.
Does Jeff love doing it too?
He loves it. He found his calling. Who would have thought that he would be a radio host?
This is kind of, I think, your guys. I mean, like, you do a lot of things. I think this is kind of your calling.
It's so fun to have it be a part of my repertoire as, you know, in my career. You know, it's so different than everything else I do during the day that it's just, it adds such a special layer and interest to my life. I love it. I hope it never goes away.
Did you guys know what you were doing? Like, did you prepare, or you were just like, here we are, we'll figure this out?
We have a system now, you know, a kind of like, what would you say, a schedule, but I think in the beginning it took a minute, and I wasn't, you know, when Jeff first started, I think it took a minute to find its legs, you know, and find its pace and its purpose, and you know,
yeah.
And it really does have its own identity now. It's a thing, you know.
Who's on your or Jeff's, like, you know, if you could have anyone, or like reasonable, like, okay, like Madonna may not be coming on your show,
right.
Like Barack Obama, but like reasonably, like, do you have like a list of like, I really want that person?
Jeff has a list of anybody. I mean, he's, you know, they call him a risky booking. So he loves just having, you know, fun. Here's the thing. Look, he wants to have somebody, or we like to have people. He likes to have somebody with a good sense of humor, playful. You know, we have some very serious shows with, you know, the therapist, Dr. Donna, you know, Judge Lauren Lake, where, you know, he hits some real issues, and it's not every show is, you know, a shit show. Most of them are shit shows. But when we have those really meaningful, you know, deep discussions, those are good too. You know, so who would be a good get? I mean, I honestly think Machine Gun Kelly would be awesome to have. I've already said that, but that's the one that I'm hoping and praying for.
Just so interesting. And let's face it, you would have so many questions for him about Megan Fox.
Yeah, and then we would love to have her on. We'd love, you know, we are grateful for anybody who will sit at our table, you know, and have.
I get it.
We just laugh our asses off. That's all we do is talk nonsense and laugh our asses off.
Do you find, because I find this, like, do you find you just sometimes can never predict? Because, I mean, I've had people on where I've been like, listen, come on, sure.
Right.
You know, and then you're like, this is the best show and I thought it was going to be horrible. Like, does that ever happen? Or the opposite, where you're like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing. I have so much to say. And then you're just like, does that happen to you guys?
You know, it does and it doesn't. I think that since we have so many repeat guests on, you know, usually he's got like a menagerie of co-hosts that come and that we have on several times. So you kind of know what to expect. You know, you would have to ask him that, because he's had a few people on for first time and only time that, you know, his experience is probably different than what I've heard on the radio. But no, so far so good. I know he had a guy on early on the radio show who was a little condescending to him. And here's the thing. I'm not sure about him and straight guys. Do you know? I don't know. We have Tom Arnold on a lot, and he's really fun and great. But there have been like a couple of like straight guy actors where I think they don't necessarily get him or get his teasing and his humor. But for the most part, everyone's been delightful and fun. And it is just a laugh attack, you know? It's just...
It's a great show. Everyone who's not listening to it needs to listen to it.
It is so much fun.
Do you miss being on TV? Like, does Jeff miss being on TV?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I think that it was such a great gig for him, you know, flipping out. I think he does miss it. If I had to venture to guess, if I asked him tomorrow, do you miss flipping out? I think his answer would be yes.
How did you find out? Like, I assume Jeff got a call or just...
You know what? I don't think he even got a call. I think it just kind of, he didn't hear from anybody. And just had to assume it's over. I'm not sure. I think he's probably when enough time went by, he probably talked to some of the higher ups at some point, you know, and they're like, well, you know, it's not happening right now. And, you know, I don't think he didn't get like, it doesn't, I don't feel like he got like a firm clip, you know, you're gonzo. So who knows?
That's how it is with housewives. You just
don't know. Yeah.
Never hear from them.
Yeah. I hope it comes back or some version of it comes back or something. Cause he is fun to watch.
But the radio show, I'm telling you, I think this is your guys' calling.
Oh, thank you. I hope so. It's nice to hear that. And like I said, we do love it. And I know he loves it. And I just hope it continues on and on and on.
I think it's going to. And you have Shannon coming up. So that's a good one.
Yes. I'm so excited for that.
Is there anything else you want to leave us with? Megan Weaver Design is doing well. Jeff Lewis Live is doing well.
Doing great. You can listen to Jeff Lewis Live on Sirius XM Channel 102, Radio Andy, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific. And then if you wanted to reach me for any kind of design work, you could always DM me at Megan Catalina. And that's it.
You have been great. Thank you for entertaining all of my flipping out questions.
You got it. That was fun.
You're amazing. Tell Jeff I said hello.
I shall.
I'll be listening and we will keep in touch. I really appreciate you taking your time.
You got it. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Megan. I'll talk to you later.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review. Because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones. And the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.